Blessed be and welcome to today's ESP Lab conference call. I'm Sammy Rose and I'm the president, and we are celebrating today spring renewal, and also that March and spring is the beginning of our 46th anniversary. So we're going to start with a traditional Al Manning affirmation, which is a protection prayer, and it is for to bring the protection to our circle. And we are a magic circle here today, and I ask each of you to lend me your minds, for each one of us has a magic mind. And join with me as I declare, Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Love springs eternally. Transform your life and live again. That is our spring theme for our March newsletter and for the month, the merry month of March, as we celebrate our 46th anniversary of magical research and services. So let there be light, let there be love, let there be peace and joy. Let's all take a moment. For those of you with your newsletter, you can touch your power star. And let's all take a deep breath and consider our personal participation in our fun and wonderful ESP Lab as we celebrate the beginning of our 46th year. Wow, what a magical carpet ride. Let us take make a personal commitment to renew our active participation in our spiritual evolution. Let there be light. We dedicate our ESP Lab and this conference call as a personal point of contact with the superpower to joyously achieve a wonderful spring. Let's all remember to touch our power star often so that we can receive a fresh burst of fun-filled cosmic vitality, feel the energy flow, breathe, relax, smile, enjoy, have fun, and win, and let there be renewal. In our March newsletter, I make a little comment on the golden key. It is easy to forget that we are the stewards of our personal mental processes. Our dear good buddy Al Manning emphasizes that accentuating the positive thoughts and eliminating the negative thoughts, because clear thinking coupled with strong emotions create manifestation. As children of the divine, we get to choose how we manage our minds. Don't allow yourself to dwell in the negative. Al often noted that to which we give our attention multiplies. The action of turning our thoughts and emotions from the dark side to the light side, we call the golden key. Next time you feel down or troubled, let's find the most inspired spiritual literature that you can find. Saturate your mind with positive energies. Dwell on this until you have shifted your consciousness into the light. Then smile, expect your good, and celebrate victory. My recent full moon article was "The Light Is Here for You, 24/7. As we live our daily lives in these physical bodies in this material plane, it is sometimes easy to forget that spirit is always with us. At ESP Lab headquarters, we are always lighting candles and declaring the good of our ESP Lab membership, especially for your good. Lighting a candle is the act of invoking the light, and the action does allow spirit to be more present. As we extinguish the celebratory ritual candles, we declare, The light is always here. The light is always with us, and we know this to be so. Our mundane world is full of challenges and issues, and it is easy to focus on the downside. Al Manning would challenge each one of us to focus on the upside. Of course, it is easy to be positive when things are going well, when we have money, supplies, good health, love, and good fortune. With the material challenge of job loss, relationship change, or poor health, it takes an extra effort of will to insist that you focus on the spiritual side. As Al would say, I am the light. Going to meet the light, only goodness shall result. Let us remember that we are the stewards of our personal mental processes. Next time you feel down or troubled, let's turn to the inspired spiritual literature, and Al Manning is a wonderful source for same. He would also mention that let's celebrate the victory, for our battles are already won. And Al, writing on the spiral of growth, said, sometimes it seems like we're just running around in circles, but in truth we're playing on the spiral of growth. You get to face a problem in its various forms until you learn to solve it. Then you move forward to a fresh set of problems, solve them, and pretty soon you get to encounter the first set of problems all over again, but on a higher level. And so we go round and round, but always trending upward with the spiral tightening ever more delightfully. It goes along nicely with our idea that growth progress is not a straight line, but rather a sine curve, happily trending upward. Both concepts help us to keep our perspective in the wild contemporary world, and perspective is very important to our peace of mind and to our sense of well-being. The antidote for hindsight is to remind yourself that you did your best with what you knew and felt at the time. It's time to heed Christian DeLarson's, forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. Remember, we'll eat, drink, and play very hearty. Our battles are already won. Anytime a hindsight attack is threatening your perspective, this picture will present itself to your mind's eye, along with the feeling of the spiral of growth. Let it reset your perspective so we can get happily about another trip around the spiral of growth. Our good buddy Al Manning studied metaphysics and the benefits of positive thinking and prayerful attitude before he added the kicker of maverick magic. Bottom line is results. Spirit is there for each one of us 24/7. We are naturally children of the universe. Let's use what works for you, and remember that what you give your attention multiplies. In the meantime, this world will shoot each one of us challenges so that we can benefit and grow from transcending them. Spirit is the key. Turn your attention over to Spirit and expect success. Blessed be. I'm now going to turn to our light meditation for the month of March, which we are operating on the green ray, the green which is located in the heart chakra, if you would, in the rainbow of you. And so feel the green energy, which is the love energy, the nature energy, the living energy, the plant energy, the heart chakra energy. Let's stay with the living, loving light of the energy-transforming personalities of Pan, Osiris, Hiawatha, and Ostara's green healing light of growth, prosperity, oneness with nature, and green living things. Let's shimmer green with a positive, growth-oriented transformation as we experience wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, prosperity, renewal, and new growth with the power of the green light. Let's make this your extra light attunement period for each day of March. Know that you will be uplifted and helped by participating. Play with us and find a peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks But know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then when you feel ready, invite the light to turn to its shimmering emerald green color and continue. I feel the emerald green light flooding my aura and beingness with its love and super cleansing healing growth and strength with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth with laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra, extra love. It burns loves and laughs away, purifies and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life. I accept good cheer and good health with celebration, charisma, success. I am filled to the happy, loving, overflowing point now, so I gladly share my good by directing the energy to flow out to today's special Night Light members and all who are participating in our conference calls. And we feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the fun energy flows back to each one of us. Be blessed now with the shimmering green light of renewal, strength, and love. So mote it be. Now we're going to shift gears slightly. And I'm approaching my altar. And the guideline with white magic is to always approach your altar with love. And it's important to create a peaceful, protected vibration as you approach your altar. And we're lighting some sage, some white mountain sage, which has the property of cleansing, renewal, purification. And as the smoke rises, we know that this space and our magic circle and each one of us is cleansed and blessed and purified and renewed on seven planes of reality, and we know it is so. I now light a green candle symbolizing the love of the universe for its creation in oneness with all the green, living, loving creatures of the universe. And I light that on our power star, on our opening paragraph of our ESP Lab newsletter, in invocation of the divine. And as I call to the east, I call the energy of fire, of illuminating light to our altar to share with us as we say, welcome, East.
Welcome, East.
And we reach to the lands of the West, to the lands of the air, to the lands of higher mind, and we draw that energy into our altar saying, welcome, West.
Welcome, West.
And we call to the great lands of the South, the treasuries and supplies of the earth, as we call that energy to our altar to be with us, as we say, welcome, South.
Welcome, South.
We call the treasury of the North, the lands of wisdom, the great waters of life, as we call that energy to our altar and into our magic circle, we say, welcome, North. We reach to the sky spirits above us, pulling that energy with love into our altar, saying, welcome, sky spirits, and pulling the earth spirits beneath our feet up to dance and sing and play with us, saying, welcome, earth spirits. I declare this is the crossroads of light, and I declare that my new wand, which is made from a branch from a butterfly bush, is renewed and blessed, and that this is an altar of the green light, of the power of love, of oneness with nature, oneness with the heart, oneness with the spiritual forces, and I know this is so. Now I have one of our ESP Lab Pyramid Mystical Triangle sheets, and I have written a prayer on it with an invocation, Abraxas, Nurgle, Ra, Ishtar, Osiris, Marduk, Toth, Bastan, Isis, with Pan, Puck, Lady Luck, Masters of the Pyramid, teachers and helpers of ESP Lab, my own spirit teachers and guide, blessed be we. Let there be healing, growth, love, light, new prosperity today for all participants in our conference call. So mote it be. And I'm going to now light this prayer in our green light fire. And as the fire burns and as the smoke rises, I know the Mother of the Universe has heard our prayer with the powers that be and abundantly fulfills our true wishes and true desires. Now I offer up this chalice into the blue sky, into the green earth, into the golden sun, into the rainbow light, and I offer this up to the powers that be, to the rainbow lights, to the creative energies of the universe, in oneness with nature, in oneness with the green light, in oneness with all sparks and sparkles of life that love us, that are with us. And we hold up our cup to the universe and say, universal forces, we love you. And we celebrate you, and we celebrate spring, and we celebrate renewal, and we celebrate life, and we celebrate your goodness and ask you to pour forth your bounty and your beauty and your light and your love and your joy and your fun and your peace and your understanding and everything that we need for the success of our body, mind, and spirit through all the planes. And as we hold up this chalice of light, we know that you fill it, and now we thank you for your light, and we drink the water. I'm stepping out to my garden, and I'm giving some of this water to my wisteria and my flower bed, saying, share with me and us this water of living light. And I'm going to take the last couple of drops of this good water and share it with my dog's water bowl. Now, here we are at our at this juncture of time, and we're approaching our full moon, and the energy is building, and we're launching our prayers, and we're launching our love and our seeds into this magical circle with each other and here together at the ESP Lab. I'm now going to, since this is a green light meditation, we're going to add that Rama Agni chant of the green light. Rama Agni, send the light to we. Rama Agni, send the lush green light to we. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. And we're going to reach out to our friends, the earth spirits, and say, our words have power as of old, so here is now good gnomes and trolls to bring some silver and bring some gold and bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now have fun with we and treasures bring most happily. Dance with magic magically and as our will so mote it be. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh inquiries, with peace, love, and harmony just pouring in for you and me in our ESP laboratory. So mote it be. I'm now going to reach up to the wonderful sky and pull that energy into my being and invite you to do the same as I say and ask you to say with me, the sky loves me. And then I reach to the earth and I pull the earth into my being saying, the earth loves me. Now I reach out to all life everywhere and say, all life loves me. And I know that I love me. I'm now going to reach my hands out and send energy to the altar, to the good wishes, to the good thoughts, and declare, it is done in togetherness, it is finished in togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with the Mother of all and the creative spirits of light, and we know it is so. Blessed be. And now we're going to turn off the recorded part of our service and open it up to questions and comments for folks. So if you'll just hold on 1 minute, we'll stop recording. Hold on.